Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So let's talk about the health benefit of fruit peels. The peel, right? I think a lot of times people cut away the peel. Even with apples, I see people cutting away the peels. Turns out that, you know, the peel itself has, in some cases, more nutritional value than the pulp, the fruity part. And we definitely know there's less sugar in the peel, you know, regardless of the fruit. You know, the pulpy part, the what we call the fruity part, that's really, in most cases, 50-60% sugar and water. There's antioxidants in there, but the skin or the peel of the fruit is very beneficial. So I have a site that I really like to use a lot for. It's a non-technical site, and I just want to let everybody know that I have absolutely no connection to this site in any way, shape, or form. So whether you go and visit this site or not, that's up to you. I don't get any benefit from it. I just like it. I use it. And I came across a little article on the health benefit of fruit peels, and I thought, wow, that's a great topic. And that site is thehealthsite.com, all one word. And you can check out some more information about fruit and fruit peels there. So I think on thehealthsite.com, they talked about more than just five. I picked five of what I thought were interesting fruit peels to talk about, but there were other ones they had there. And I'm going to start with, and these aren't necessarily in the order of most healthy to least healthy. They're just, they're more in the order that I found interesting because, but let's just start with the first one, pomegranate peel. And of course, this is interesting to me because if you've listened to my show, you know I love pomegranate, right? I think I talk about it all the time, lectures, radio shows. It's an amazing fruit, right? But I've never once thought about the peel. I mean, that's the one fruit that I know. You open it up and you get the seeds. And then what was interesting when I first saw this, I thought, well, okay, so I know that, so you have that red, tough red skin, right, that peel. And in between the tough red peel or skin and the seed of the pomegranate, which is what most people are eating, there's this white fibrous part. It's very thick. You see, it's the same fibrous part you can find in citrus fruit as well, but it's just real thick in the pomegranate. I thought maybe that's what they were talking about. But according to this report, no, it really is the red skin, the tough part. And I'm not really sure how we're consuming this. I guess you could just eat it. I've never even thought about that. You can also, in some cases, with some of the tough peels, you can just boil in water and drink the water that's left over. That I've seen people do that. But anyways, according to this report, the tough red skin of the pomegranate fruit is packed with numerous health and beauty benefits. Pomegranate peels. Now, what I'm about to tell you, I did not check in the research, so I'm just take this with a grain of salt. It wouldn't surprise me, you know how much I love pomegranate, but according to this report, right, pomegranate peels can help fight acne, pimples, rashes, hair loss, and prevent dandruff. I found that to be, maybe, so if you're one of my listeners that really likes the science, and I usually get heavy into the science, well, go check it out. Go to PubMed.com and see if you can find some pomegranate and dandruff prevention study or something and send that to me at AskDrMikeSmith@RadioMD.com. So there you go. Maybe I need to try this. Personally, I think I would rather boil this and then maybe drink the water, but we'll have to see. It goes on to mention that, by the way, the peel can also protect against heart disease. I understand. A lot of the antioxidants that are found in the seed is also in the peel, sore throat, bone health, dental hygiene, and gut health. Come on, the pomegranate, it's a vitality fruit. And it's not just the seed, apparently. It's that tough red skin as well. So that's the first one. Second one, this one also kind of caught my eye, the watermelon peel. The white part, now this, in this case, it was specific to the white part, not the outside green peel. But again, fruit has this layer of white fibrous material between the peel, the outer skin, and the pulp. All fruit have it. As I just mentioned, pomegranate has a huge part It's really thick. Watermelon has a decent little rind around it of this white fibrous part, but that white part apparently is packed with many nutrients. The peel itself, which is usually discarded, obviously, might have some benefit in weight loss. Again, I didn't vet these things in the research, so I encourage you to go check it out yourself. Additionally, when you rub this peel on your skin, it acts as a cleansing or astringent. It can help to remove dirt particles. Of course, I guess just take a shower. Another health benefit of watermelon peel is that it neutralizes the free radicals on your skin, thereby preventing skin damage. So that's, okay, so maybe after you shower, before you put on serums and lotions, maybe you rub watermelon peel on you. Maybe that's a potential use. I thought that was interesting. I know my dog likes watermelon in the rind, and that is a safe fruit for them. Just make sure they don't get the seeds. Okay, number three, cucumber peels. Now, this one didn't surprise. I prefer the skin still on the cucumber. Matter of fact, at my church, we just had a spaghetti dinner, and we made some salad. And one of my jobs, because it's about the only thing I can do, and I have to be very careful with this, is to cut vegetables. I'm not good at all in the kitchen. Love to eat, can't cook. And I started, you know, slicing up the cucumber with the peel on. You know, I washed it, of course, and started cutting it up. And the guy that was kind of running this for us, I guess I was the sous chef, if you will. He was the chef. He was like, no, you got to peel that. And, of course, he's the head of the kitchen, so I ended up peeling the cucumbers and then slicing. And I don't know. I've never done that. I like the cucumber skin. But apparently, in most cases, it is thrown away. But it's extremely rich in antioxidants and nutrients. The peel, high in fiber, low in calories. There's been a couple studies on cucumber and cucumber antioxidants, and specifically from the peel on weight loss. Nothing significant, but, you know, may aid in a nice diet and exercise program. Apparently, according to this report on thehealthsite.com, it prevents constipation. That I haven't heard. I guess it's just the fiber, I assume. Apart from this, cucumber peel is loaded with beta carotene, right? That's a type of vitamin A. Vitamin K, right? Which, as we know, vitamin K1 is what you're going to find in the vegetables, but vitamin K1 does turn into vitamin K2. I've done a whole segment on that. And vitamin K2 is extremely important for how your body manages calcium. And there's apparently some calcium in the cucumber as well. So you're going to help with bone and maybe preventing blood clots and even improve vision with the beta carotene. So, yeah, the cucumber peel, I wouldn't peel it. Slice it up just with the peel on. That's the best way to do it. But be respectful. Don't make a chef mad. He's actually a good friend of mine, Joe Robert. I can make fun of him. So anyway, I always volunteer for him for church functions, and he's actually fired me as a volunteer because I'm not really good in the kitchen. Okay, let's go to the apple peel. Now, this one I think is more familiar with people. You know, the apple peel has one particular type of fiber that's so important. It's called pectin. Oh, it's so good for you. As a matter of fact, there's a form of pectin called modified pectin, specifically is good for detoxification, getting rid of metals, and even having some maybe anti-cancer properties. So definitely apple peels are important. And then, of course, lemon peels, right? Lemons and the peel itself loaded with vitamin C, great for skin, producing collagen, great for your gums, bone health. So definitely try to use some of the skin maybe in some cool water. There you go. Peels, fruit peels for health. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.